You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B. And that right there from 1999 and the compilation Detroit Rock City was the Donnas with Strutter. And that, of course, is a Kiss cover. And I really actually think that is better than the original. The Donnas. Now, the Donnas, if you don't know anything about them, they were active around the turn of the century. Four girls playing good old-fashioned garage rock and roll. And I think they became friends like with the Smugglers out of Vancouver on Mint Records. I'm sure they played a bunch of shows with them. I think I might have seen them play with the Smugglers. So they're all in that sort of same scene, like Lookout Records, West Coast, sort of garage rock stuff. Yeah. And I haven't heard that song in a really long time. So I'm pretty stoked. And yeah, as I was walking here, because we, CITR, are located at the very western tip of the lower mainland, right? Close to the beach, close to Rec Beach. So I park by Rec. I've decided to get free parking lately instead of paying for the parking garage, you know, close by. And I was like walking and I was thinking, it felt like I just did my show a week ago. Like it couldn't have been 2 weeks because I do this show every second week. It's alternating Wednesdays from 6:30 till 8. And I had to like, I was like, oh my God, did I do that? I made the mistake once. I think I've had my show since around 03 or so. And one time I came the wrong week and I was like, oh, because if you don't know, it's quite the haul making your way all the way west to this part of town. And so, but no, I did double check. The last show I did was August 25th. I can't believe how quickly time has flown. That was the day that I was with my kid and his little buddy out in Chilliwack at a corn maze, which was very fun. And now we're all back in school. So today was day one for students in the VSB. If you're a teacher or, you know, another staff member, we started yesterday. So there you go. Boy, oh boy. Now tomorrow is the first day of regular classes, right? Today we had homeroom. And so back to the grind I go. Back to the grind many, many of us go. And here on the campus of UBC, you can see all the cute little freshmen. Oh my goodness. Okay, enough of that. So let's move on. Let's hear some new stuff from Modest Mouse. I really like this song. They still keep putting out quality stuff. We're going to hear The Sun Hasn't Left. This is off their brand spanking new record, The Golden Casket. Modest Mouse, comprised of Isaac Brock, of course, lead singer. And that always trips me out, Sir Isaac Brock. So Isaac Brock, of course, if you know anything about history, British American history, he was General Brock. He was the guy who led the forces with Tecumseh at the very first battle, if you will, of the War of 1812. That was the siege of Fort Detroit. It wasn't really a battle, but they attacked the British. And there you go. All right, but it's not that Isaac Brock. Okay, I'm going to stop talking. And let's listen to some Modest Mouse here on CITR. Whoa, what's that? Okay, let me stop that. Yeah, okay, so here we are. Yes, we are at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Breath, lean into yourself. Here's what I know is true. Well, the sun hasn't left, the sea still has depth, the rain's still wet. Try not to forget, we're not super wet, so here's a bell that still rings true. There's still something left, there's still something left for you. You're not wrong, things are a mess, but there's still something left. Friendships are just a chain of texts, but there's much more than this. I don't know you. You got Help yourself. Well, here's what I know is true. Well, there's more to life than a mundane sass. Or hell, you pick the vice. I know that's not concise. There's still so much here left for you. Cause cactuses bloom, trees leaf and rue. The world's a womb, all ain't just a room. Well, there's still something left. Something left for you. Not everything is gonna be the best, but of crests, but there's still something else. I don't know you. You don't know me. You and I are us, you see. You and I are us, you see.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the 9 Rush Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. That right there is a cover of the 69 hit song by the Kinks, Victoria, that we heard by The Fall. The Fall recorded, well, sorry, The Fall released that song in 1988. And on lead guitar was Brick Smith, who was Mark E. Smith's wife until 1989. And he only recently died like 3 years ago. So, yeah, I love The Fall. Such a great band. Before that, we heard, oh, yeah, King Tough from 2012. We heard the song Anthem off their self-titled record. And then Modest Mouse in there before that with a really killer song called The Sun Hasn't Left. From their brand spanking new record, The Golden Casket. Yeah, there you go. That is what we are listening tonight. I'm enjoying my show, actually. It's funny. If you do a show, you know, you do stuff, put stuff together. Some shows, I mean, clearly are better than others. And yeah, so far so good. It is 6:51 here in Vancouver. Maybe I'll give us a weather forecast. Vancouver weather. Here we are. Let's see what's going. Let's see what's shaking. Oh, by the way, fun fact, it is Nico Case's birthday today. Nico Case and me are 3 days apart in age. Like, as in, you know, we were born the same year. So if you want to know how old I am, Google Nico Case. I'm September 5th. She's September 8th. And we are Virgos. That's what you got there. All right, let's take a look here. This is the weather forecast for the city of Vancouver. And today's already the 8th. I can't believe it. Today is Wednesday the 8th. Tomorrow, 9-9, which is September 9th, Thursday. High of 23, cloudy with sunny breaks. Friday, well, looks good. Mainly sunny and 22. All right, all right. Saturday and Sunday, we have highs of 18 and 19 with the mixed skies, you know, cloudy with sunny breaks, then there are other days mainly sunny. So that's good. I will take it. All right. Okay, what do we got next? Here we go. Let's see here. On my show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, we've got, oh yeah, Be Your Baby. We're going to hear something from the band Harlem. The song is Be Your Baby here on CITR 101. Whoop. Sorry. Sorry. Okay, well, let me just stop that. All right. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
You've expressed explicitly your contempt for matrimony. You've stood in arms to pay. It will not rest the alimony. We spent our days locked in a womb, contempt inside a bubble. And in the night time we go out and scour the streets for
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and that right there is the band Always with the song Archie Marry Me, and that you can find on their first record, self-titled. And let me just tell you what year that was from. I'm going with like 2014-ish, maybe 2013. I don't know. I've put the song away, so I can't tell. But around that time, yeah. And Always is a female-fronted band out of Lake Halifax. When I say Lake Halifax, I know they're from Nova Scotia. So I'm assuming Halifax. Let me do some Googling because I don't want to, you know, I don't want to mislead you all. Okay, let's take a look here. They were formed in 2011. Oh, no, I totally lied. Look at this. See, it's always good to check. They're from actually PEI. They're from Charlottetown, PEI. Oh, my goodness. Isn't that funny? I thought they were from Nova Scotia. So, you know, why I thought they did was because the lead singer, her name is Molly Rankin, is the daughter of John Morris Rankin, who is part of the whole Rankin family. Rankin grew up in Nova Scotia. So she is from Nova Scotia. So I'm not totally wrong. But isn't that interesting? So it says right here, it looks like the other two members were from PEI. Okay, interesting. There you go. That is the whole scoop on that. So it looks like you've got a couple Nova Scotians, couple, I don't know, Charlottetownians? Charlottetown? Charlottetownians? I don't know. All right, let's see what else. What else did we listen to there? Let me make sure I want to save a draft. Okay, good. Of my playlist. The other band, to be honest, I don't even know how to say this. Is it Tiki Tiki or Teke Teke? I don't know. I've never had a conversation with anybody about the name of this band, but I will just spell it out for you so you get it. So it's spelled, it's all caps. So T-E-K-E, double, colons. Double colon, two colons, T-E-T-E, sorry, T-E-K-E, T-E-K-E with two colons in between. Oh, good Lord. Now, the deal with Tiki Tiki is they are a band, I'm sorry, that's dedicated to, oh, I had it up here, Tikiusha, some Japanese person who, I'll be honest, I don't know. now they are Canadian. They are out of Montreal. And we heard the song Barbara off the 2021, so very new record, Shirushi. And then before that, we heard something from the band Harlem. Off the album Hippies, we heard Be Your Baby. All kinds of spelling mistakes here. Okay, the time is 7:05. Now we have something from a West Coaster, Catherine Calder. Catherine is from the island, and is the cousin of what's his face from the New Pornographers, Carl Newman, of course. Not what's his face. They're cousins. Now, I don't think they're blood related cousins. I think they're like step cousins and or maybe blood related, but like long lost cousins. I don't know. Anyways, and she did play with the New Pornographers for a bit. She was a part of them, and she put out this record, which is called, it's a self-titled, no, it's called Are You My Mother? No, Are You My Mother is the name of the record. It was released back in 2009, and this song, Slip Away, is so beautiful. I don't know what else to say, except that it's beautiful and sad, because it's written about her mom who was suffering and eventually succumbed to ALS. And I can't even imagine having ALS, first of all, or having to, or loving somebody with ALS. It's the locked in disease, of course. And I don't know. Speaking of which, though, you know that the Muffs, Kim, oh my God. Shattuck. I almost said Chadwick. Okay. Kim Shattuck from the Muffs died, like, I'm going to say, within the past 2 years of ALS. that hit everybody really hard. I've always been a big fan of the Muffs, and she was just so outspoken, Kim Shattuck. And I know this sounds really cliche, but just always so alive. I'd seen the Muffs like multiple times, and she just like just such a firecracker of a woman. And yeah, she also succumbed to the disease. Okay, enough of that. Let's just listen to the song, the beautiful song by Catherine Calder, Slip Away, here on CITR. Oops, hold on. Maybe I should do that first. 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Read a story from your sleeve, you'll tell me everything I need to know. Turn and thread into a verse, we sit and watch the fall and turn to earth. Quietly as autumn comes, the days are getting shorter one by one. Waiting here for you, spinning on a shelf, I'm wasting my time waiting for myself. To hide my hands behind my back, my fingertips, they hold a secret. Flutters in my palm, and by the time I wake up, it is gone. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away. Slips away, slips away. Ooh.
Cigars, and she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette, the breeze blowing softly on the face. Reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that, always there with playing cards, and we went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, strange lights shimmering over the sea tonight, and it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards, we went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. You remember the time when you were from Mars. I don't know if you knew that. Always there playing cards, and you went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. Do you remember the time when you were from Mars? I don't. I still love you, girl from Mars.
down in a rip-sop here. We know recipes will just disappear. So here we are, Los Angeles. No way, just singing in the belly of one day. I watch the sun roll down the Pacific. Over hooking at Sunset Strip.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that right there was the Distillers featuring Brody Daly, who is originally from Australia, and that song was put out in 02, holy moly, 2002, and so she was born in 79, so that means she was only like 23, only 23 when that song came out. Now, you have to know, if you know nothing about the band The Distillers, they're out of LA, first of all. They've been around forever. And Brody Daly, again, the lead singer out of Australia, was playing a show with her band, I think in LA. And she was 16. And that was when she met, of all people, Tim Armstrong. Tim Armstrong, the lead singer of Rancid. So he's like 14 years older than her. They ended up getting married, and then they had a nasty divorce like 5 or so years later. Well, anyways, they were together, and then she ended up, this is interesting, she ended up getting together with what's his face from Queens of the Stone Age. So, you know, the lead singer guy, what's his name? Josh Homme. That's his name, Josh Homme. So they got married in 05. They've got a kid, a daughter, and, 2 sons. That's too many kids as far as I'm concerned. But anyways, they are now legally separated. Check this out. Citing Homme's alcoholism and drug abuse. Oh my goodness. What a great soap opera. All right. Way to go, Brody Daly, for keeping me, entertained. Okay, that was all that was about the band The Distillers. And that's such a great song, City of Angels. Oh my God. All right, before that, we heard something from the band Ash. Now, Ash was a band from Northern Ireland, of all places. And they released an album called 1977 in 1996. We heard the song Girl from Mars. And back in the day, I loved Ash. I thought the lead singer was just so dreamy. Still is, I'm sure. Well, I don't know. Who knows? That was like 96. Before that, we heard definitely a rocker from the Detroit band Teener, who I did see back, I don't know, a few summers ago. The song was Slip Away. Oh, no, sorry. Tooth Loss from their 2018 record Cyclical Trash. All right. It is 7:25. I'm here for the next 35 minutes. If you just tuned in, I'm here alternating Wednesdays from 6:30 until 8. My show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. But you can always, just go to the CITR.ca site And check out any show with all of the podcasts. So all my shows, of course, are podcasted. And that's how that works. Okay. Sorry, I've got my mask on, of course. So it makes it a little bit, I feel a little muzzled, but I'm not complaining. I mean, the fact that CITR is allowing me to come into the station in a pretty intimate setting. Of course, you got your mics, headphones, etc. To do my show, finally, to do our shows after, God, the station was closed for like, I don't know, a year and like 4 months or something like that. Like, this is only my fourth show back. So it must have been 6 weeks ago that I came back. That's right. Four shows. 8 weeks ago? Sorry, I had to do the math. Something like that. But CITR, bravo to you guys. It now has enforced what is the station's own passport, like vaccine passport. So I had to submit my double vaccination proof to the station so they would allow me to do my show, which is great. Of course, I've been, you know, I basically had COVID 3 times. I like to tell people, because the first time I had COVID, that was back in January. And then I was vaxxed twice by Moderna, and I got sick twice. And so, like, basically all the symptoms that I had the first time of COVID, and I got it relatively badly. Like, the first 36 hours, I kind of thought I was going to die. I got all those symptoms back again. So I was like, no. By the time I got my second shot, I was like, no, I'm going to be sick again. And I did. But that's okay. I am now vaccinated. Now, I was also watching CNN, and they've done some studies, and it's coming out, apparently, well, this is what CNN had said, that the Moderna vax has provided more protection against breakthrough cases of COVID, right? So that's good for me. Yay, knock on wood, knock on whatever. I like my Moderna. I don't think I'm going to get sick. I'm feeling positive about this thing. Okay. All right. What do we got next? What do I have next? Oh, I've got something from Joe Past. Okay. This is a guy out of Vancouver who's put stuff out on Sub Pop. And we're going to hear the song MDM from Joe Past. And that's a great song. Now, let me make sure I'm good here. Nope. That's not good. Sorry. Okay. Good. Here we are. This is Joe Pass. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Spells and rings, but it's good. Yes. Can't get away. Cut out.
And that about does it, folks. The time is 7:52, and that right there is just a brilliant song. That was the Arcade Fire with We Used to Wait from their 2010 record, The Suburbs. Before that, we heard a killer song from Broken Social Scene's 2018 or is it 2017 release, Hug of Thunder. The song we heard there was Gonna Get Better. Oh, and oh my God, I cannot believe I have not played the John Spencer Blues Explosion in forever. And I'm so glad I played that like over 6 minute song, Flavor. So good. That's from their like just killer record called Orange from like, I don't know, like 98 or something. Man, I remember that record like it was yesterday. And just how wow it was. That's all I can say. The John Spencer Blues Explosion, he was a total babe. I'm not sure, I don't know, I haven't seen him lately, what he's looking like. But back in the day, yeah, hello, on fire. All right, before that, we heard something from the band that had got all the controversy, like in the mid-teens. We're talking Viet Cong. Remember that band Viet Cong? They're out of Calgary. Well, anyways, they eventually, due to a lot of pressure from the public, changed their name to Preoccupations. And I like that song. It's called Disarray. It's a single. You could find that, well, somewhere as a single. Okay. I'm going to play us one more song before I'm Gandhi. I'm going to play us something from the Steve Adamick Band. I have not played them in forever. And these guys are from Ontario. Now, I'm trying to remember, is it like near Ottawa, I feel. Let me just make sure I've got this right. The Steve Adamick Band. Oh, let's see here. I think they're Ontarians. Yeah, I'm right. They're from Ottawa. Yay. Good for me. If there's one thing I'm good at, it's geography and rock music. I should compete on like, you know, geographic rock Jeopardy. Somebody get put that together. I bet you I'll do well. I did, fun fact, place as a runner-up in an adult spelling bee that was at the Biltmore. Fun fact, that was like 2014. The first, I probably told you this story. I like to tell this story. It's a good story. The first place guy won, like, it was a dude. I'm going to say he won like $1,000 or $2,000. I'm not making that up. I'm not. Second place, like 200. Not bad. Not bad. Third place, me. I won 2 drink tickets. That was awesome. And I can tell you what word I screwed up on in a minute. No, what was it? Yeah, I think I've tried to block it from my memory. Okay. Anyways, okay, I'm going to stop talking and let's do some rocking. Let's hear, it's going to come to me, that word. And I'll never spell it wrong again. Okay, here we go. What did I say? I'll Take You Anywhere. This is from the Steve Adamick Band's self-titled 2010 release. It's like 2 minutes and that is that. I'll see you all in 2 more weeks. So whatever date that would be. I don't even want to think. I feel like time is just like slipping way too fastly into the future. All right, here we go. This is the Steve Adamick Band on CITR 101.9 FM. And tune in and listen to my show and me. I'm Anita B, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, in 2 more weeks. If not, just go to CITR.ca and check out the podcasts. And I will catch you on the flip side. I'll take you anywhere.
I'll take you anywhere you want, girl. Yeah.
Gideon suit. Me a chat all the way. Too much wickedness and me can't take it off. It's on the whole armor, Lord. Too much evil out there.